My brothers and sisters in Christ, hope that you're all surviving our monsoon season in North Dakota. I didn't even know we had one until this year. So thankful to God for all of the gifts of rain that we have received. We know that it can be very dry very quickly in North Dakota. So we always take time to give thanks to Almighty God for any moisture that we receive. It's definitely a blessing from Him. God allows His abundance to flow upon us. So how important for us to give thanks to Him. That's why we come to Mass today, to worship Almighty God, to listen to His words. And what is Jesus saying to us today, amongst other things? He says, "Fear no one. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body." I can tell you that, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people that I think I fear in this world. Those, especially to think of my own body being killed, be hurt in any way. How in the world is it that Jesus expects us to be able to fear no one, to not be afraid? So do not be afraid, Jesus says, especially when there is such resistance in the world and there are so many fights going on, unsettled hearts. Seems that so much is at stake. How is it that we can be able to fear no one? And we know the answer is that we have to be able to stay close to Him no matter what, to do what He's asking us to do. Not because it's cool necessarily, not because it's so convenient. A lot of times it's not, right? We know that it's not convenient to follow what Jesus asks us to do. Sometimes it's difficult. A lot of times. To follow what He is asking us to do. What are the things that in these tumultuous times make it hard for us to be not afraid? What are we denounced for nowadays as Catholics, or denounced for proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the Lord and that there's no other? We believe this firmly. We keep Him crucified in front of us at all times. He is our one Lord. We say that in the Creed. Sunday after Sunday, I believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe in one Lord. This world doesn't always believe in that. There's a lot of people that don't believe in God. There's a lot of people that believe that there are other gods that are equal. Even crazy people that think we should worship Satan. We are denounced by them for saying, no, there's only one God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even amongst our Christian brothers and sisters, we're denounced for praying to our Blessed Mother. We have a giant statue of our Blessed Mother here. We have a picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe in the side chapel here. We go over there and we pray to our Blessed Mother on our knees. Easily denounced by other Christians. You should only pray to Jesus, even though Jesus told us that she is our mother, and told her, said, "Woman, behold your son." In other words, behold all your children. He told her to intercede for us. And He told all of us, behold your mother, to turn to her, to Mary, to be her children. Because when we become children of Mary, we become like Christ. So we are denounced for doing exactly what Jesus tells us to do. Jesus is telling us to not be afraid in the midst of those persecutions, amidst those people who are saying, denounce, let us denounce them. What else are we denounced for? Denounced for believing that Jesus Himself is truly present in the Most Holy Eucharist. It's our firm belief, as you all know, that Jesus is right there in the tabernacle right now. That's why we have those candles burning on the right and the left to their presence candles to say Jesus is here. That's why we come before Him and we receive Him with reverence. We believe that that host is actually Christ Himself. And people would say, well, it is if you believe it is. It's not based on my belief. It's Him. It's Jesus Himself, because Jesus has told us that this is my body. So we unite ourselves more closely to Jesus, even though others in the world are not ready to follow and even willing to persecute us. So many other things we could name were denounced for believing that marriage is only appropriate between one man and one woman. It's not a popular belief, but it's what Christ himself taught us. It's what the church has always believed. And it has the greatest proof that when it's lived, there's no doubt that marriage is between one man and one woman. And we can take this a step further too, as we think about what Jesus says to us, to fear no one. When we think about our own faith each day, are we being denounced? Is there any place where we are being pushed aside or persecuted because of our faith? In a certain sense, if we haven't been denounced for something, perhaps we haven't been living our faith. Jesus said, don't be afraid for a reason. Because he knew that when we would follow him, we would do what he told us to do, that we would be faced with some pretty serious opposition. And Jesus wants to encourage us, when we experience that opposition, to not be afraid. I am with you. I am with you always. And so Jeremiah, as he's being denounced for telling everybody the truth, he hears the whispers of many terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. Get him to be quiet. Stop preaching the truth. What does Jeremiah say? He says, but the Lord is with me. He's like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame. And so we have to turn to our Lord and be confident like this. This is what Jesus is encouraging in us. He knows that the persecutions will come. Even, he said, be willing to lay down your lives. Don't be worried about laying down your lives. I will lay down my life. He is showing us how to do it. When we really follow our Lord, this is what happens. It isn't easy in the daily life many times, most of the time. We have to say no to the things of this world in order to experience the overabundance that God has for us. And so let's pray for that grace this week, especially to not be afraid to follow Christ, to do what he tells us to do. The abundance is being outpoured upon us like the rain. It's overflowing upon us from heaven. We must trust in all of the graces that God is giving us. Even at this Mass, he gives us his own body and blood in the Eucharist. He gives us himself to feed us. And so let us be greatly encouraged and not be afraid to unite ourselves more closely to him than ever on this day as we receive him now in this Holy Eucharist. Let us not be afraid.